dans le domaine de ça. Il dit que nous avons une certaine nombre de souffle qui est à nous dans cette vie. Si par exemple vous avez de l'argent dans la banque et si vous ne touchez pas, ça reste le même montant.
Ça, il ne touche pas le gaming.
De la même façon, si on arrête à respirer, on peut prolonger la durée de vie. Voilà le pratique du yoga.
Samadhi means stop breathing.
Le samadhi signifie arrêter totalement de respirer.
So if you don't let your duration of life by more breathing, then you increase your breathing. Still there are yogis who are 300 or 400 years.
Il y a toujours un âge de yogi.
You see, I have a very good friend in India called Sri Krishna Prem. You know him?
Yes, professor in Lucknow University. His name was Mr. Nixon.
Nixon?
Yes, his name was Nixon.
Kotovsky. The director of Indology in Moscow. So my profit was published in some.
Yes, I have this in my office card.
But he does not believe in incarnation. And he still is professor of Indology.
Il ne croit pas, il croit pas en l'incarnation et il croit que ce vient de nous. He doesn't believe in the soul. Professor Kraft doesn't believe in the existence of the soul.
But I think that is enough.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Or at least he has to appear as one to maintain his position. Prabhupada's point,
there are many prophets around in Russia, in the religion, on this issue. On this level of religion, we don't believe in nothing.
That was Prabhupada's point. It's ironic that in modern societies, men are called professors for being proficient in knowledge, but yet they're ignorant of the soul, which is the most basic knowledge, the most fundamental knowledge. According to the Vedic system, Indian system, even the most ignorant man knows about the soul. Or to speak of the great learned sages. But in this society, Western society, so-called learned men, they're supposed to be the topmost learned men. They don't even know of the soul. Therefore, they're not even in the class of an ignorant man. They're lower than even ignorance.
According to Vedic understanding, one who does not understand what is soul, he identifies himself with his body, his animal.
Oui, parce que si on ne croit pas à l'âme, il se trouve dans la même catégorie que les animaux.
Oui.
So, in the basic language, one who has taken this body as self, jasnātma buddhi kunopi sivhātuki and sadhik kalattā bhīhu and own man, the family, society, community, national, not outside that, sadhik, they are my own man. Sadhik Kalatradisu, Bhuma Ijadi, and the land of birth, worshipped nationally. Jatritha Buddhi Shalilui Nakarvichi, and holy place to take bath in the water of Jordan or Ganges. Such persons are considered as Gokhara, Go means cow, koro means ass. That means tenant.
Dit que les gens qui pensent que ma famille, mes enfants, mon pays sont adorables, que je deviens purifié en visitant les endroits sacrés pour me baigner dans le fleuve. Si les gens se trouvent dans le même groupe que les vaches et les ânes.
What is your conception of the soul? You believe in the soul. What is soul? What is difficult to give definition?
Si vous acceptez que vous possédez une âme, comment ça fait que vous avez du mal pour la définir?
Parce que le terme de définir, je ne sais pas comment on peut définir la nature de l'âme, n'est-ce pas? Qu'est-ce que l'âme est une réalité, le nom. Au moins, dans la plupart des langues, indique qu'il est un souffle vital, racine en latin, avec toutes les langues. Mais de là à savoir comment définir, je ne sais pas. J'aurais d'ailleurs la même difficulté si l'on me demandait de définir ce qu'est mon corps. Je peux évidemment définir d'une manière descriptive un corps, par exemple, mais une réalité spirituelle. Oui. Ne se définit pas si aisément, n'est-ce pas, oui. D'une manière phénoménologique.
Oui. So you said you can accept that he has a soul.
Certainly, I accept.
It would be hard to describe the nature of the soul. It's got a body, which is something tangible we can describe, but something of a spiritual nature, like the soul, must be much more difficult.
Mm-hmm. You can describe it by the negative way that soul is not body.
On peut n'est-ce pas le définir d'une manière négative, c'est-à-dire que l'âme n'est pas le corps.
Oui, ça c'est certainement. Certainement. Encore faut-il d'ailleurs le problème du rapport entre les deux.
Then we are still left with the problem, what is the relationship between the two?
Yeah, first of all, let us understand what is the soul. But that is describing Bhagavad Gita. Najayata na mirati bhakadasi. Nitya sāsato yam na hannati hannavāni sarīr padādhyam asosyam aplevyam. Read those paragraphs.
Jayate yate vākadāti nāyam bhūtvā bhavikā vāna bhūya adyo nitya sāsato yam purānam na hannyate hannyamāni sarīr. Translation. For the soul, there is never birth nor death, nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, undying and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Dans la Bhagavad Gita, le verset 20 dans le deuxième chapitre, il n'y a pas de naissance ni de mort pour l'âme. L'âme continue à exister éternellement. Il n'a pas de naissance, elle est éternelle, elle ne meurt pas, elle est primordiale. Elle ne meurt pas quand le corps meurt.
Next verse.
Vidavinashitam nityam yainam ajivam ajimavyayam katamsa purushak parta kamga sayati hantikam O Partha, how can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, unborn, eternal, and immutable, kill anyone or cause anyone to kill? Comment se dire qu'une personne qui sait parfaitement bien que l'âme est indestructible, non née, éternelle et immuable, peut-il tuer quiconque ou soit être la cause pour quelqu'un d'autre à tuer?
I have nothing to say against, but I cannot say that it is a definition. Do you say in English definition?
Yeah, definition.
I cannot say that it is a definition. It is a
characteristic.
Type of creed or profession.
No, it is characteristic.
Yes.
Definition means that you mention the characteristic. That is definition. Definition, you mention the characteristic. So, that can be mentioned directly, or if it is not perceivable, then you can define in opposite way.
Quand la définition directe de quelque chose n'est pas disponible, on peut le préciser d'une manière indirecte en décrivant les caractéristiques.
Just like we have got experience, everything in the material world, it is beginning. There is a beginning. Anything of this, your body, mind, body, everything, it has got a beginning. And it has got an end. So, it is stated, na jāyate nā mṛyate vā. It has no beginning, no end.
Nous avons l'expérience que dans ce monde matériel, toute chose ont un commencement et une fin. Et donc l'âme, celle que la définition nous a décrite tout à l'heure, l'âme n'a déjà été, n'a pas de commencement ni de fin.
Nitya, itana, shastata, radio, purana, na hanate hanumane sarire, it is not destroyed, annihilated, after the destruction of the body.
L'âme n'est pas annihilée avec l'annihilation du corps matériel.
So, if we accept this definition, then we can understand the soul is eternal.
Donc si on accepte cette définition, on peut préciser quelque chose de ça.
Our characteristic, if we accept this characteristic, nahannate hannamane sarire, after the destruction of body, the soul is never destroyed, then you can understand the soul is eternal. And it is clearly stated, nahannate hannamane sarire, after the destruction of the body, it is not destroyed. So, it means, it takes another body.
La conclusion alors, c'est que si l'âme n'est pas détruite au moment de la mort, donc l'âme, en quittant ce corps, doit en prendre un autre.
C'est-à-dire, nous entrons dans le domaine des croyances. Et là, ça ne découle pas logiquement. C'est un point de vue qui est, que je connais bien, parce que l'âme ne découle pas fatalement, c'est une option. Le premier point, même si l'on admet le premier point, le deuxième ne découle pas, disons...
That's not necessarily the logical conclusion. He says he's familiar with that theory, but it's more a question of faith. He says it's not actually a logical conclusion, that if the soul leaves this body, it must take another one.
What does he mean by logic?
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire par logiquement?
J'entends que ça ne s'impose pas d'une manière évidente.
He says that means that it's not something that's very evident to me.
He may not be evident to him, but why not others?
À vous, peut-être pas, mais à beaucoup d'autres, ça semble très logique.
Je n'en doute pas. D'ailleurs, je trouve qu'il est très bien, et en général, que de telles choses ne puisse pas être d'une évidence absolue, parce que si c'était d'une évidence absolue, ce serait contraignant. Et par conséquent, ce serait une atteinte absolue à la liberté.
He says, one thing is that he feels kind of glad that it's more or less a question of opinion. Because if it was absolute truth, then it would be too restricting for everyone.
No, it is absolute truth. But there are different ways of understanding absolute truth, he is taking only one way, direct perception.
Il dit, non, c'est la vérité absolue. Mais on peut apercevoir la vérité absolue de différents points de vision. Et vous, par exemple, vous prenez le point de perception directe.
Oh non, parce que la croyance chrétienne n'est pas non plus n'est pas du tout démontrable d'une manière, n'est pas plus davantage démontrable par des voies purement logiques.
La vérité absolue n'est pas démontrable par la logique.
Je veux dire, plus l'on admet ce que l'on a dit sur la réincarnation, plus l'on n'admet pas cela, de toute façon, ce n'est pas des choses qui s'imposent d'une manière évidente à chacun. D'ailleurs, si ça s'imposait d'une manière évidente, tout le monde croirait.
If there were an absolute truth, it would be evident to everyone.
Yes, but everyone is not advanced in knowledge.
Mais ce n'est pas que tout le monde est très avancé dans la connaissance spirituelle. Donc, si la chose n'est pas évidente à tout le monde.
Je dois le dire par là. Mais il y a aussi des gens d'une grande spiritualité qui ne vous intéressent pas cela. Donc c'est un bon problème. Enfin, la question demeure, n'est-ce pas?
He says the question remains because there are other very spiritually advanced men who don't accept that idea.
No. Somebody may be known as spiritually advanced according to the society. But he may not be.
Peut-être à travers l'opinion populaire, quelqu'un a un peu de renommée comme un homme, mais étant un homme spirituel, mais ça c'est d'autres choses.
Another thing is that what is the way of understanding the absolute truth? Let him explain.
Une autre chose, peut-être une question plus à la base, c'est quelle est la façon de comprendre la vérité absolue?
What is the standard way of understanding absolute truth?
Quel est le moyen par lequel il faut comprendre la vérité absolue?
Je n'ai pas. Vous savez, je n'ai pas de réponse dans le cadre de cette problématique.
He says he doesn't have an answer in that kind of a context.
No context, problematic.
It may be problematic to some, but absolute truth can be understood by Shruti, authoritative hearing.
Il dit qu'on peut comprendre la vérité absolue par le Shruti, qui signifie écouter d'une autorité, quelqu'un faisant autorité.
When the absolute reveals himself, then Shruti means the absolute knowledge from the absolute, from God.
Shruti signifie quand la vérité absolue se révèle elle-même, la connaissance provenant du suprême lui-même.
Yes. The absolute truth is known by the absolute method, which is called Shruti, hearing from the absolute.
La vérité absolue peut être comprise par quelqu'un qui la reçoit par la voix absolue, c'est-à-dire un shruti, ou écouter de l'absolu.
Absolute cannot be imagined or speculated.
On ne peut pas arriver à la vérité absolue par l'imagination ou par la spéculation mentale.
D'accord, ce dernier point. C'est un point fondamental de la spiritualité chrétienne orientale.
That's a fundamental point.
Yes. So therefore, we accept absolute truth from the absolute.
Donc, quant à nous, nous acceptons la vérité absolue de la vérité absolue.
And according to the Vedic system, in different times, in different places, according to the mentality and the culture of the people, the absolute has made itself known on different levels, higher and lower levels, but that the absolute, as revealed through the Vedas, specifically the Bhagavad Gita, is the most advanced level. It is the standard by which all other levels are judged. is the most advanced, complete knowledge.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
But it's not just an opinion. It's not just a secular idea. By scientific principle, if we consider the logic of all the propositions of Bhagavad Gita in relation to the Bible, the Quran, if we're actually impartial and open, then we'll understand that truth. It's not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of superior logic, extending the same basic truths to their highest perfection. So in discussing the merits of Bhagavad Gita versus another scripture, it's not that we're trying to argue just for the sake of polemics, but to establish the real standard. What is the most elevated or advanced standard of the knowledge?
So people are suffering due to lack of that actual knowledge.
Yes.
And our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to make that knowledge available in practical activity to stop this suffering. It's not just a philosophy without practice. That is the reason why it is important for discussing, not just for the sake of discussing, but for the sake of bringing out the highest principles of action.
So according to Vedic way, Krishna is the absolute truth. Krishna is absolute truth accepted by the acharyas. Indian civilization is carried on the advice of the acharya sampradaya. So all the acharyas, like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they all accept Krishna as the absolute truth. So when we hear from Krishna, then we get absolute knowledge.
Il dit que, selon les Vedas, Krishna est accepté comme la vérité absolue. Surtout les acharyas, les grands maîtres spirituels de l'Inde, la civilisation indienne, se penche sur l'autorité de ces acharyas, comme Sripad Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, etc. Tous les grands maîtres.
The reason why we gather like this to discuss these principles is that just like a group of scholars will gather to refine and crystallize their knowledge.
He must excuse himself. His
writer reads beaucoup. I thank you so much for your...
Allez.
C'est très court, j'ai été extrêmement important. Je souhaite un bon séjour.
Finish one point I was making, that the reason we gather like this and we desire to discuss with other personalities, other people, different views of religion, is for the sake of the edification of everyone. So that the highest principles can be isolated, and so we can advance the purpose of religiosity. It's not simply for the sake of argument that we pose questions, but it's for the sake of the edification or the crystallization of the highest principles of religion.
I absolutely agree. Je dois avouer en même temps que je suis venu, mais je ne suis pas du tout, je connais ces questions-là, mais je ne suis pas du tout un spécialiste.
He's familiar with this principle.
Not so familiar, I know.
He says he knows of it, but he doesn't consider himself to be an expert.
But because you're a part of God, you have real interest.
J'ai un grand, évidemment un grand intérêt et un grand respect pour des croyants qui paraissent comporter justement sa logique interne. Logique étant entendue dans le bon sens, c'est-à-dire non pas dans un sens rationaliste, mais dans un sens d'une cohérence interne.
Vous voyez ce que je dis?
Non, je vais répéter. Je dis, je comprends très bien même ce que je n'admets pas parce que c'est une doctrine qui a sa parfaite cohérence interne.
He says,
He's willing to admit this philosophy, even though he doesn't belong to it himself. He sees this as being
he
respects the Vaishnava philosophy because it is substantial. It doesn't contradict itself.
So then if the Vaishnava philosophy has a systematic logic, then integrity would dictate that we have to surrender or accept that logic. If the logic is true, we can't stand apart from it and simply observe it. We have to accept it ourselves.
Je m'excuse que je ne veux pas discuter, non pas par ça m'intéresserait beaucoup, mais je n'ai pas le temps malheureusement. Ça serait une longue discussion. Parce que tout le problème est à partir des présupposés, des bases. Je suis tout à fait d'accord que si l'on admet pleinement certaines bases, tout la suite se suit logiquement. Mais je m'excuse de ne pas procéder parce que j'exprimerai mes pensées d'une manière trop simpliste. Alors je ne veux pas en ce genre brièvement, n'est-ce pas? Je m'excuse de ne pas poursuivre cette discussion. Non pas par son manque d'intérêt, mais au contraire par son grand intérêt. Mais comme je suis malheureusement assez pressé, je ne pourrais...
Bon séjour à Paris.
Excusez-moi d'être resté si brièvement, mais je ne pensais pas, je pensais que c'était simplement une visite formelle.
I was thinking that it was only for a visit.
C'est pour ça que je m'excuse de
rester si brièvement.
What is his position?
He's the head of the Russian Orthodox Church.
He's the head of the church, but he can't, he feels he's not qualified to discuss spiritual matters.
Once last year, a man in London, a professor at a religious school, said the same thing. And he said that, according to our Vedic philosophy, if the teacher doesn't know something, he should sit down. His answer was, I can't do this.
That's why the church now has lost everyone, because even its leaders are saying, I don't know anything. I'm just coming around like everyone else. I don't really know anything definite.
Is he his leader?
Yes.
It's the impersonalist. Lord Chaitanya said that they are the greatest offender, Lord Krishna. So most of the so-called religious people of the world today, if they have a conception of God, they say God is impersonal spirit. Does that mean that they are classified in terms of this understanding amongst the demons and populace?
No. since this man is not enough for even impersonalist, as he has no clear idea one way or the other. He's ignorant.
Hmm.
An impersonalist is someone in the classic sense who has, you know, he's aware of the Vaishnava philosophy, but he rejects that. God is definitely not a person.
Yes.
He takes that as being a lower conception.
His ignorance, though, even though it's ignorance, he's hurting people due to his ignorance. He's claiming to be the teacher, and even though he may be innocent or ignorant, because he's in that position of leader, he's actually hurting people. What do you think of life?
He left Sri Prabhupada because he was very afraid that Sri Prabhupada would like. He was very afraid because...
So they had another invitation.
Yes.
The world today seems to, just like men, take advantage of women, make them topless and bottomless. Also, they try and encourage people like this to be leaders of religion. That way, natural people don't take any real interest. They do this in Russia because they kill the sincere religious leaders. They put their own men as a religious leader and just sort of undermine the whole purity and the importance of instruction in their own life.
In the West also, in the past 10 years, there's been a resurgence of what's called fundamentalism. For so long, the Christian liturgy, the Christian doctrine got so hodgepodge, so wishy-washy, that people were leaving because there was simply nothing there solid for them to grasp onto. Now, fundamentalism was a very basic principle that God is the Almighty, and that we are sinners, and if we don't repent, God's going to strike us down with wrath and anger. That basic principle of fear of God, that is receiving new support. Many people are coming back to that because even though it's a very vague thing, still it's something definite. God is there, and if I do something wrong, he's going to cut me down. But rather than, well, nothing's wrong, nothing's right, it's all hodgepodge, wish-wash. People can't grasp onto that. There's nothing for them to
that is my heart. Nothing wrong, nothing right. Everything is all right. Vivekananda's philosophy.
So, but I think we'll leave around 7:30, so perhaps we can take a little rest before the engagement.
7 minutes.